Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome into Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Little whiny butts annoyed about today. Don't be annoyed about anything. Don't complain. Just give it to God. Okay, my pastor did a message this Sunday, and it's what I was going to talk about anyways. But on its own, a Good Samaritan supports an elderly man by shooting an alleged assault victim. And what I mean by that, this Good Samaritan shoots a suspect who's assaulting an elderly man. You know, a man needs a woman. A woman needs a man. You know, a pastor's talking about relationship stuff. And cops arrested teen migrant for alleged child murder. We need to look after each other. Like when you're in the airport, thank you for choosing Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. If you see anything suspicious, just report this. You know, if you see stuff, do stuff. Female power lifter angered after trans competitor smashes women's record. Okay, guess what? I'm gonna be a woman so I can dominate. No, I have a muscle issue, but that's what's going on. They can't compete as a man, so they compete as a women so they can dominate. Don't worry, all these men that are saying they're women, that will change really fast because they'll change. Aussie Prime Minister would ban social media if granted dictatorial powers. Ban social media. Yeah, they don't want people spreading the gospel, spreading the truth. If the narrative is take the vaccine no matter what, it's great. They don't want you to, and you don't believe in it, and you don't want to. They don't want people to know that. The DOJ planned to let Hunter Biden off the hook until whistleblowers emerged. Judge dismisses Hunter Biden's tax charges, and he's lost it. Some of his attorneys have left. I'll get into that and so much more. Sad what's going on in this world, because people don't put their hope and faith and trust in God. Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, I'm Will Coleman, and I'm the pastor of Kazon Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And I got a question for you. Have you ever felt like living for God was just too difficult? Like you tried and tried and tried, but you just couldn't seem to do the things that please God? Well, today's verse is just for you. It comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, and it says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." Here's what I love about this particular verse. It gives us a little insight into God's character. Number one, what is God doing? He's working in you. God is an active participant. From the moment that you surrendered your life to Jesus, God begins working in you. So he's working in you. He's active. Secondly, we serve a generous God. He's giving you. He's a giving God. He loves to give to his children. And what is he giving you? He's giving you the desire, a want to please him. And if you know what? If that's all he did, that would be amazing. But because he's so generous, he takes it a step further. And he gives you the want to, the desire to, but also the power, the ability to do what pleases him. Yes, you can live for God because God is working in you, giving you the desire, the power to do what pleases him. Now, you may be thinking, that is phenomenal news, Pastor, but what do I do with that? I'm so glad that you asked. Here's what you do. Number one, you've already taken one step. You're on the Bible app right now. The first thing that we can do is that we can actively participate in God's work in our lives by reading the Word, by reading the Bible, because God's Word is going to show us His character, but it's also going to show us the things that please Him. Secondly, you can do what my shirt says. Pray, because you can pray God's word. You can ask God daily, help me to do the things that please you, and thank Him for His word. Remind Him of His word. God, thank you that your word says that you've given me the desire and the power to do what pleases you. And thirdly, here's how you can be an active participant in God's work in your life. You can be a part of a church community, because being a part of a church community, you're going to be walking alongside other people who God is working in them, and you all can remind each other that you can please God. So even on the days you may not feel like God is working or you don't see it, guess what? Always know this. God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Have a great day.
For God is working in you, giving you the desires and the power to do what pleases Him. Philippians 2:13. I'm going to get in because I wanted to talk about something. And I've kind of hinted on it here and there and different things, but like my pastor was like, his message this weekend was on marriage. I'm like, not what I was talking about, but in the realm of things, like I was talking about in the beginning, about how a Good Samaritan shoots suspect who allegedly assaulted a leading man. 13 women who were being attacked had a gun, and they protected themselves, and they've helped others. Cops arrest teen migrant for alleged child murder. All these things, we need to be on the same page in terms of, like, when you're in an airport, I was talking about, you know, like, the Dallas Fort Worth airport. Oh, like you're in the Vermont airport or Philadelphia airport or Chicago O'Hare, and they'll tell you to keep an eye out. Has this luggage been with you the whole time? Yep, you know. Did you see anything suspicious? Report it. Do this, you know. And that's what we need to, have this society where we come together. I mean, everyone's all into this. Like, I guess there's a movie that Jodie Sweetin produced or did, and it was bought by Candace Cameron Bure's network, and she's all, because, you know, she's anti-American, anti-Christian, she's pro-LGBTQ, XY, RTZ, you know, she's prideful and all this stuff, and it's like, she got her panties in a bunch. And it's just funny. Because, you know, there's this notion in this world that we need, like two women can make a relationship, or two men can make a relationship. And dude, you can be a man, and your girl can be a man, and she can pretend she's a chick all day long, but she's still going to need a prostate exam when she's 40. She's never going to have a kid, and she's not going to be there. God created man and woman to be together. Let's do some fun stuff. Okay. Let's go to book two. Okay. Let's go to Genesis. Let's see what the yes and amen has to say about it. The Bible is yes and amen. So the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. The Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, This one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she has taken from man. She was taken from man. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Now the man and his wife were both naked, but felt no shame. Man was created for women, and women were created for men. Why do you think when COVID happened and they locked everyone down, you need to stay home, you're all going to die, all the unvaccinated people, you're going to kill all the vaccinated people because you refuse to get the vaccine? Since you're unvaccinated, you're going to kill all the vaccinated people. We're all going to die because of you. I had so many people that said we're going to be the end of COVID. Like, we're going to be in the civilization because all the unvaccinated people are going to kill everyone that's vaccinated. That's basically what they said. We're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine. You know, it's like a Bible verse. What does Jesus mean when he says, we're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine? Pastorally, you would say this. Well, you're vaccinated, I'm not, and you're going to get COVID from me. And we're all going to die because the vaccine is going to prevent people from getting COVID you can't get COVID if everyone's vaccinated, but if you're unvaccinated, only unvaccinated people can spread COVID to vaccinated people. I don't know. I mean, it made no sense. But in Genesis here, we need each other. We need fellowship. Man was created. Men can't be that man. Sorry, but if there's two chicks there, a guy needs a father figure. I need a father figure. And that's why usually in the church, you got a problem with, you don't understand the verse or scripture. A guy usually goes to a guy, and a woman, I mean, my niece is following the scriptures and following God. And we're trying to help her, and she's kind of lost, and she's a baby infant. And we're, you know, and I'm like, I can help you, I can, but usually, traditionally, a man goes to a man, a woman goes to a woman, and that's how it is. We were born for fellowship, but don't worry, folks. You know, a good Samaritan shoots suspect who allegedly assaulted an elderly man. What a concept! We're made for each other. We're there for each other. Look after each other. On Sunday, Fox News reported that a good Samaritan who shot a suspect who allegedly knocked out an elderly man in Texas at a barbecue restaurant. The incident occurred shortly after noon on August 14th, and the armed patron was a concealed carry permit holder. The suspect, Kevin Craig Anderson, allegedly entered the restaurant in a harassing manner and allegedly approached several customers inside the store, according to the Leo County Sheriff's Office. Sad, you have to have a concealed carry gun in this country to protect yourself. People don't want to work. Let me assault, like in Detroit, it was near Detroit, Michigan. These kids would literally, they go up behind someone and they try to knock them out. And when this dude did knock the guy out and he had a gun and shot him in the shoulder, they found out who he was because they found out who he was, very simply. Because he went to the hospital with a shot shoulder, and he was in jail and interviewed. Man, we're just bored, so we're just going to knock people out. The LSCO noted that Anderson entered the restroom at the restaurant and started assaulting an elderly man, knocking him unconscious onto the tile floor and continued assaulting him. At that point, a concealed carry permit holder intervened, and Anderson allegedly began attacking him as well. The permit holder then fired at Anderson, striking him in the arm. Anderson fled the restaurant and drove away, but was later found by law enforcement pulled over on the shoulder of IH-45. He was taken to the hospital to have his injuries treated. Breitbart has reported and pointed out that the concealed carry permit holder in Michigan shot the alleged convenience store robber last week. The permit holder had a six-pack of beer in one hand and a pistol in another when he shot the suspect. It's sad we need this stuff. It's sad, but we have that. We have the ability. If a store is getting robbed, I can be that person that protects. I can be that person that's there for the other people. And it's, you know, we were made for each other. Man was made for woman. Woman was made for man. Cops arrest teenage migrant for alleged child murder. Louisiana police arrested teenage migrant who is suspected of having murdered the 11-year-old child of another migrant in Texas. The 18-year-old man was identified as a person of interest Friday. The Pasadena Police Department said in a statement Saturday that since then, investigators were able to obtain additional information linking him to the death of Maria Gonzalez, and they arrested him in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police said the 18-year-old will be charged with capital murder and is waiting extradition to Texas. Now that we have this let's leave the borders wide open so anyone can just come on in here, we need to even be more diligent and be there for each other. I mean, we need to put our hope and faith and trust in God, not in this, oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. I can do this. I know I can. That's what we're going to do, folks. Oh, wow. Let me see. That's the problem, folks. No one wants to do anything. Well, you know what? Anyone can be any... You know, you don't need... It's okay. Two men can do just as good of a job as... two women can just do as good of a job as... I mean, no, we were created... Man needs woman. Woman needs man. Since there are no longer two but one, let no one split us apart what God has joined together. Don't split man and woman apart. Oh, don't worry, folks. You know why man needs woman and woman needs man? Because if you have a world of nothing but guys together and girls together, it won't last. In 100 years, take 1,000 gay couples, put them on an island. In 150 years, you're going to have no one on the island. What a concept. No one on the island. And guess what? No one's going to be able to look at that grave and go, oh, that was a girl. They won't be able to, science won't dig them up and say, well, look, if he was a girl, they're going to find two corpses of two men or two corpses of two women. We were made for each other. The Bible's just an amen. Then why did Moses say, I am the law that a man could give his wife a written notice of divorce and send her away, they asked. Well, Jesus replied, Moses permitted divorce only as a concession to your hard hearts, but it's not what God had originally intended. And I tell you, whoever divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery unless his wife has been unfaithful. Unless his wife, but that's, see, people use divorce like an abortion. Well, you know, hey, she was a convenience, and the convenience is kind of worn off, so I'm just going to divorce her, you know, because, you know, it's just not happening anymore, you know. We're not happening. That's what's going on in this world right now. Well, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm this social media sensation, and I'm kind of big, but I've kind of hit a plateau, so I'm going to come out as gay. And then watch as the pride meter goes up as all these people, woohoo, I get all this attention. And then when it plateaus, so what, you're gay, whoop-de-doo. He thinks he's a giraffe. Oh, wow, well, then I'm a pansexual, and I'm this, and they keep changing because if you divorce your wife to divorce her, you commit adultery unless she's been unfaithful. Marriage was designed, man was designed to be with women. See, if you ever look at that thing, when you say it, I, Kyle Wolkraut, take Melissa Dawn Sesko to be my wife, who becomes Wolkraut, which she is now, but, that, you know, to be my lovely wife, to have and behold in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Most people just say in health. They don't say in good times. And they say in good, you know, I mean, you might as well just change it, because most of the people today, I take Melissa Dawn Sesko to be my wife, to have and behold in wealth when everything goes right. And if not, if things go a little bit south, I'm just going to divorce. You know, I mean, God doesn't say you won't go through the fire, but when you're there, he'll be there. But we don't want that. Now we want, now it's, oh, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just whatever. I can be whatever I want to be. I can be whatever I want to be. Female powerlifter outraged and angered after trans, after a, one thing I'm going to do on my program is I'm going to call it like I see it. Female powerlifter outraged after man competes in the women's sports and dominates and smashes women's record. Screw this trans crap. If you got a, if you're a biological male, you're a man. Sorry. I think they need to take these trans people and have them go milk bulls and see what happens. Yep, get the milk from that. Yeah, that. That cow in there with the horns, yeah, go milk it. It's got one teat. Milk it. Like that one the one video that went viral. I'm vegan. That's why I drink strawberry milk, because it comes from strawberries. And these guys in these farmers go, show me the teeth on the strawberry. I mean, you wonder if that's real, or if it's just like a guy. I mean, because some of that stuff is so, I mean, but I guess when I was a kid, if you said, okay, I'm drinking strawberry milk because it's made from strawberries, you would be like, that dude needs help. No, you'd be like, haha, what a joke. Nowadays, you don't know whether it's a joke or the guy's seriously thinking that chocolate milk comes from chocolate or strawberry milk comes from strawberries. Now, I mean, it's bad enough you have peanut butter, warning, contains peanuts. But you have a female powerlifter outraged because a man competes and smashes women's record. Are you kidding me? Why have, and I talked about this on Wednesday, why have female sports if you're just going to allow men to be in women's sports and dominate? Why not just put them all together in a hodgepodge? I'm so sick and tired of these males. I'm a woman. I did joke about this back when we were kids in elementary school and stuff like that, like in junior high, like in 6th and 7th, 8th grade. We would have said we were women all day long just to get into the girls' locker room, just to see that girl we had a crush on naked. I don't think, because, I think they have, individual shower stalls for the women, from what I was told, with the way they talked. We just had that giant, jailhouse room. And if you tried to cover yourself up because you're cold or whatever, and the gym teacher would smack you on the butt with it. No one cares to see your whatever, you know. Anywho, it's just one of those things that this whole world, we need everyone. We need fellowship. We need to be together. We need to, okay, if you suspect something, suspect something. Say, hey, I noticed something. If my niece is at Walmart and she sees something that doesn't look right, hey, Kyle, I don't know, but this just doesn't seem right. Okay, let's get the security people at Walmart. This doesn't seem right. I mean, you literally have men competing in women's sports and they're dominating. And then you have women that are actually supporting it. We need to allow trans, no, the word trans, and no, you, no, call it, like, scream this. Chant that you support men competing in women's sports. That's all they are. Like I said, man was created for woman and woman was created for man. That's why if you have a island of 150 gay couples in 110 years, there's going to be no one there. We were created to have a relationship. We were created to be in fellowship. That's why when COVID happened, what happened to the suicide rates? They skyrocketed 50-fold. Let's go see what Mark has to say. Mark 10, 7 through 8. What? No, it's Mark 10. Okay. Mark 10, 7 through 8. Let me see here. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since there are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. You can go back even further. Jesus responded, but he wrote this commandment only as a concession to your hearts. But God made them male and female from the beginning of creation. He made them male and female. So many people use divorces that, yep, Robin was fun, but I'm not having fun anymore. So divorce. My wife was fun, but the fun ain't. And no. When you get married, you say in sickness and in health, till death do you part. It doesn't say when everything's going great and when it doesn't. Okay, because if you get a divorce, you commit adultery. unless she is unfaithful. That's what the Bible says. We are meant to be together. And so many people want to why do you think they want to divide us? What do you think they want to divide the right and the left and the Christians and the non-believers and the trans people and, oh, you're a Christian, so you hate us. No. My mom might be a drug addict, alcoholic, and bulimic and anorexic and all this stuff. I might love my mom. I might love my dad. But if my dad's a drug addict, alcoholic, and bulimic, I'm going to love my dad. I'm not going to support him. Yeah, keep binging and purging, Dad. Way to go. Congratulations. Yeah, here's a new belt so when you put it on your wrist, you can get the heroin in easier. No, I'm not going to support him if he's an alcoholic or a drug addict. I'm going to love the sinner, not the sin. But, oh no, how dare you? They want to divide us. They want to keep us at home. You need to stay home. It's for your better good. You're all going to die. All you unvaccinated people are going to kill us all. That don't make no sense. You're vaccinated. How am I going to infect you? Oh, I guess only unvaccinated people can infect vaccinated people. I don't know. But that's what they tried to do. They want to divide us. They want to separate us. You should let nothing separate man and woman in a marriage. Nothing. Don't let anyone come between a man and a woman in their marriage. No one. Nothing. Don't worry, folks. The leftist Aussie PM would ban social media if granted dictatorial powers. Don't worry, folks. If you don't agree with what we're gonna try to run your life and control you and own you. And if you disagree, it's gonna be in the visor of safety. Well, if the internet gets hacked and we have people trying to hack and get into, we need to be able to control the internet so we can shut down the. Yeah, that's code for if you try to rise up and stand up, like our forefathers did. We're gonna click. We're gonna make sure you. Because that's what's gone on. A lot of people in North Korea have seen how bad it is compared to the rest of the world. Because, they've cracked 100% fold down on it. But there were people smuggling in microchips. You know, little SD cards with stuff. And they were seeing TV shows and stuff from other countries and seeing how great they have it. But that's the problem. No one wants to do anything. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's all in the visor of safety and security. Someone might, you know, there might be misinformation. Pretty soon they're going to ban the Bible. It's misinformation. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son that whoever not believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. That is misleading. It's not true. I'm just waiting for my Bible verses to be facts checked. Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. And he shuts doors that no one can open. He said, behold, I placed you in an open door that no one can shut. You have all the strength, kept my word, not deny my name. So many people in this world, well, I'm relying on the government. Are they... I prayed, God, I need $1 million. Okay? I'll be right back. I got to quick check the mail because I should have gotten my $1 million by now. What the heck? I just prayed. I wanted $1 million. Lord, what are you doing to me? He's not real because I just prayed for $1 million. I just didn't get it. Well, God answers your prayers. Where are you living? Are you trusting in the government? I need my COVID. I need my check. When COVID happened, I need my check. Did you get your stimulus yet? Because I got to pay bills. They were waiting for the government to help them instead of relying on their fellow Christians, their fellow man, and putting their faith and hope and trust not in Jesus Christ. That's what's scary. Man, it's not safe, man. I'm making more money on just sitting on my butt than working, man. It ain't safe. Man, they're trying to get me to go back, man. I can't believe you're working, man. It's not safe. Yeah, because you were sitting on your butt, relying on the government to provide for you, instead of putting your hope and faith and trust in your fellow man and in God and in Christians. That's why we have fellowship. So if I'm struggling or you need to talk. Yeah, I had a bad day yesterday. I said some things I shouldn't have said, and I think you said some things you shouldn't have said. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, what's going on? How you doing? How can I be there for you? Yeah, I said a few words because I'm convicted. I have convictions. And what convictions are, for those you don't understand, they're things that, like, okay, it may not be biblically, but it's like things, like, I don't gamble. They had like $80 million, like $8 billion or something, really high Powerball, like make millions or something. And I took $2 and I bought a ticket. I'm always like, what the heck are you doing? You took $2 and pissed it away, and she convicted me. And it wasn't really her. It was like, and then God got on me, like, what are you doing? It's going to ruin your life if you were to ever win anyways. Why are you doing it? And he convicted on me. And he convicted on me. And it's like, so much is going on in this world. It's like we need to put our hope and faith and trust in the Lord. Oh, don't worry, folks. I'll ban social media because I can do it because it's for the better good. Don't worry, folks. We need to save the kids. Let's ban guns. Well, why was there not school shootings when I was in school? I mean, the Lord only asked for 10%. Why does the government ask for more? But don't worry, folks, it's okay. We're just going to keep spending money. Why pay taxes if they're just going to print stimulus money? Where's my tax dollars going to fix roads if they're going to... I thought all these taxes would help fix bridges and roads and do all this stuff. Why? Where's my money going if they're having to spend trillions of dollars to fix the infrastructure? This is a build back better infrastructure. What this is going to do is going to help fix the roads. You see all those stupid commercials that they have? Ha, folks. I just got my $15 fishing license. $15 might not seem like much, but this $15 is going to help protect the wildlife and help clean up the waters and this and that. And then 2 weeks later, hello, folks, I'm the governor of the state of Indiana. What we're going to do here is I have put forth a stimulus bill that's going to take, and it's going to be $2 billion that's going to help the fish and wildlife and all kinds of natural resources in America to keep them thriving. We're going to help. It's going to help clean the waters, and it's going to do this. What? I thought that's what the fishing license fee went to and the taxes for the fishing license. I thought that was to help fix the wildlife and clean the waters. What do you need to pass a bill that's going to spend my tax money or put me more in debt? Because people don't think. God doesn't ask for more than 10%. Why should the government? I mean, you got Full House star Jodie Sweetin disappointed because her movie was bought by Candace Cameron Bure's network. I love it. But she's vowing that all the money that she got from the sale of the movie is going to go to help the LGBTQXYZ people because, you know, I mean, they need something. Yeah, maybe it should go to for mental health so that they can realize that, okay, no matter what you do, I don't care what you say you are. If you're a biological male, I don't care what you call yourself, when you're 40 years old, you're going to have to drop your drawers and have a prostate exam. I've had them. Dan Fogelberg had prostate cancer and died. I'm a big advocate for getting checked. It's not hard to have a colonoscopy done and they put a camera up your butt. It's not hard. Let's go 1 Corinthians. I want to get to this. Hello. 1 Corinthians 7:3-4. The husband should, this is something that needs to be talked about. The husband should fulfill his wife's sexual needs, and the wife should fulfill her husband's needs. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband and gives the husband authority over his wife. It does not say that I give a man authority over my body or a woman gives authority to another woman. We have men and women for a reason. We need to be there for each other. We need to look after each other. That's what they want to divide us. They want to, man needs woman, woman needs man, and they try to divide us. They try to divide us on this whole issue. They try to, and that's I'm going to get into this one last thing. 5:23, this is really good. Ephesians 5:23-25. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body and the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. To make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's words. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot, a wrinkle, or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy without fault. I just love this. I just kept reading, but it's my point in all this is we need each other. We need each other. If a bank is getting robbed and you can do something, be that person. I mean, this is how bad it is. Rich Hollywood elite Annette Bening says her transgender child, Stephen Ira Betty, is such an inspiration to her, and she wishes everyone had a trans person in their family in order to truly get it. Wow. I need to be trans so I can be an inspiration. Y'all need help, what you need. It's sad what's going on in this world because we've lost our faith and hope and trust. Don't worry, folks. What does the Bible say? What, you mean Fauci? No, the Bible. Democrats? No. Follow the science? Follow the word. What does the word say? The Bible's yes and amen. The Biden administration is urging all Americans to get a coronavirus booster shot. Yeah. I don't even believe the people got the shot. And because they were, remember that first video that showed that guy? He was like the head of like the Marine Corps hospital. And it was 100% blatantly obvious that there was nothing in the needle when they injected him. And they came, oh, well, yeah, it was, when we realized the needle was empty, that's when the thing was empty, that's when we went back and got, and he got a shot backstage. Yeah. Because the first lady that got the vaccine, remember that one lady that got it, like one of the first, and she was like Operation like Warp Speed, and she got the thing and died. Family members that got it, and I'm like, what are you doing? And like Ice Cube said, he goes, we don't know the long-term effects of this. We don't know. I mean, it's like we have things where I've seen posters that say, is it safe for a pregnant woman? Can a woman have a baby after having this and this and this and this and all this stuff? And it's like, how many women have had the vaccine and 9 months later or two, there hasn't been enough study done to know where are they coming up with this? The problem is people are putting their faith and hope and trust in an administration or in a vaccine. You know what I put my hope and faith and trust in? I follow the word. I don't follow the science. I follow the word. I follow what the Bible says, because the Bible is yea and amen. The Bible doesn't say that a man is there for a man and a woman is there for a woman. Man was put to sleep, and while he was in a deep sleep, God took a rib out and made woman. We were made for each other. That's why we need fellowship. That's why we need to come together. That's why when COVID happened, I said this twice, we had a big falling out with people and people committing suicide because I don't know what to do. Now, I know where I put my hope and faith and trust in. It's sad. I mean, that Georgia DA is being paid to go after Trump. And she's just a pawn in the game. And once they've used her and abused her, they're going to spit her up and throw her out. You know, they're having landslides in California, mudslides and everything. And I'm wondering if the governor's going to be like, where's Waldo? What the people of California need to start doing is, okay, we need to quit relying on this government that's a waste of space and start taking care of our community ourselves and start doing stuff ourselves. I mean, there's close to 1,000 people.
Stop it.
There's close to 1,000 people still missing in Maui. The devastation is unfathomable. And guess what, folks? Where's Biden?
I'm going to beat you.
Where's Biden? Oh, yeah, he's man. He ain't going to be there. People in Hawaii and Maui better start putting hope and faith and trust in God, not man. They already have tons of people trying to buy their land. I'll sell my land. You want to buy it? Yep. Okay. I mean, I would, and I guess they're, I'd be wanting way more than they would probably. Yeah, I want $2.8 million for my land. Yep. Because I guess they're trying to take advantage of these people in desperate situations, and they're finally like, the government's finally stepping in. You know, when I grew up, you had unlocked trucks with guns in the back because we had morals. We had values. Hello?
Hey, hello.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
This is Joe.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on what's going on in the world?
Don't even ask me about what's going on in the world. How does my number show up?
It just shows up as ones.
As ones? Okay, good. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to block it. So what have you been talking about?
Just the whole world and how it's just, you know, everything like the DA. I know in Georgia the DA is done. I mean, she's being paid to go after Trump. And it's like she doesn't realize she's just being used and abused and will get spit and thrown out.
Well, they all are. Even probably part of the 13 bloodlines. they're approaching transhumanism now, and they're going to make it sound real appealing to the masses, you know, how you can merge your consciousness with an android and be immortal, or at least never feel pain until you die and stuff like that. But then once they complete it, once they actually perfect the science, they're going to take it away from us and only make it available to the top scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
People don't seem to realize that. I don't think they do anyway.
Yeah. Well, what's funny, I don't know if you heard about this, where there's a federal judge that said that if anything's created by artificial intelligence, it is not... So, like, if you have a program and the program develops something, or artificial intelligence, anything besides humans develop something, then it's not copyrightable. So, like, if you come up with, like, if an artificial intelligence creates something, you can't copyright that.
Well, I think that's kind of stupid, because what's the use of having progress if you can't use it in order to claim it as your own property? What do they say are the reasons behind it?
They say in the law of the copyrights, it has to be human that actually creates it, not an artificial intelligence that creates whatever it is.
How could they say that? I mean, when they had the copyright laws passed, they weren't even thinking about artificial intelligence. So how could they even include something like it has to be done by a human?
Yeah, I don't get that either, but
yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, everything's going to change, and it's not going to change for the better. In some states, I think they're thinking about banning gas stoves and other devices that use fossil fuels, of course, using climate change as the reason, which is nothing more than just bullshit.
Mhm. Yep. It's and people will believe people. It's scary. I think COVID showed the government how easily manipulatable most of the people in this country are.
Now that's absolutely right. Just about what was it, about 80% of the people got vaccinated and even boosters. There are instances of fathers who had daughters working as nurses in hospitals, and the daughters told them, at least two fathers that I know of on the web, and they told their fathers, you know, hey, dad, don't take the vaccine. They took it anyway, and I think at least one of these fathers, they went back for the booster and still got sick. Yeah, so I mean, you talk about the power of propaganda. Jesus Christ.
Yep, it is. And it's, and like I've said many times, there were so many people that, like, here's Trump and Rush Limbaugh. If they don't tell you what to say or how to think, you don't know what to do or think or say. But as soon as the vaccine came out and we all fought for ourselves and said, I'm not going near that, wait a minute here. Just shut up and take this. We're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine. I'm like, okay, well then how are you going to die? Because you shouldn't be able to get the virus from me. I mean, we have stuff, I've seen posters that say, like, is it safe for women who want to get pregnant to get the vaccine? Is it safe for this to happen? And, like, how can you possibly know this with a vaccine that's so new that there's no way you've done any studies on women who've had the vaccine for 5 years in their system and then they try to get pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, they rushed through all the clinical trials, so they don't have any real clinical evidence about the safety of the vaccine in general. They just wanted to rush through just so they could use it as a bioweapon. That was it.
Yep. And the World Health Organization has said that they want to try to get it to where from start to finish they can have vaccines in 100 days.
You know, with artificial intelligence, they might be able to do that, but with human intelligence, that can't happen. You have to have clinical trials. With artificial intelligence, if it becomes sophisticated enough, they can actually do trials in its head, and they can pretty much approximate what the real trials would turn out to be. But with human intelligence, 100 days?
Yeah.
Nah, and if people believe that, well, you know, they're just fucking stupid.
Yeah, and there's going to be people, believe it or not, that would, well, it'll get a life-saving medicine out there faster and this and that. I'm like, I know people that have been boosted. I'm glad I got the booster because I've gotten COVID like 3 times or 4 times, but it was mild. And I'm like, I haven't gotten it but once.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're supposed to protect you against being against the effects. You get effects 2 or 3 times. Yeah, keep on going back to the method that doesn't work. That's smart.
Yep. Yeah, no. It's ridiculous. I'm like, okay, I've gotten it 1 time, and I just felt real tired. I mean, I wish I could, and since I couldn't be at work, I wish I was less tired because then I could probably gotten stuff done around the house. But with 90 seconds left, I was just sitting there. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to watch TV and just relax. And it's like, you've had it 4 times and you're vaccinated and boosted. Okay, that makes no sense.
Yeah. You know, plus they're talking about how people who are vaccinated are really shedding it onto the unvaccinated. So it's really the vaccinated who are the most dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
It is. Yeah.
You know what? Do you have any potential solutions as to how people can combat the New World Order?
That's one thing I've been trying to figure out. What do we do? How do we stand up? Because, I mean, that's one thing I've been trying to figure out. What do we do? How do we fight back?
You know, I'm glad you asked the question as opposed to giving the stock answer of, well, what we got to do, we got to organize, we got to get together. It's because then I did that. I organized some of the Black Talk radio hosts to come together, and nothing happened.
Well, I got 10 seconds left. I got to get going. We can
okay.
finish this maybe Wednesday.
All right, Kyle. Take it easy.
Later. Good night, guys. Bye-bye.